she was headed for.
It was. How about the feckless four? The president stepping right back into it today. He's taken to Twitter. He's taken to Twitter to jump back into the fray, if you will, with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and everybody else. By the way, John Tester of Montana says he would just punch Trump in the face. Well, that's one way to go, Senator. That's one way to go. Yeah, go ahead. Punch the president. Threaten to punch the president in the face. It's one way we go. Here's part of what we have from the president today. Let's see here. I've got to get caught up. He's been tweeting a fair amount this morning. Thomas the Chin Friedman, a weak and pathetic sort of guy, writes columns for the New York Times in between rounds of his favorite game, golf. 2 weeks ago, while speaking to a friend on his cell phone, I unfortunately ended up speaking to Friedman. We spoke for a while, and he could not have been nicer or more respectful to your favorite president, me. Then I saw the column he wrote. Trump will be reelected, won't he? He called me a racist, which I am not, and said Rhode Island went from economically bad to great in 5 years because the governor of the state did a good job. That may be true, but she could not have done it without the tremendous economic success of our country and the turnaround that my administration has caused. Really nasty to me in his average IQ columns. Kissed my yeah on the phone. Phony, says the president. Phony altogether. So he's having some fun out there. He also tweeted this, and I want you to see this one because this one is the one that he wades back in on. It is amazing how the fake news media became crazed over the chant, "Send her back," by a packed arena, a record crowd, by the way, in the great state of North Carolina, but is totally calm and accepting of the most vile and disgusting statements made by the three radical left congresswomen. I don't know how he got to three. Mainstream media, which has lost all credibility, has either officially or unofficially become a part of the radical left Democrat Party. It's a sick partnership, so pathetic to watch. They even covered a tiny staged crowd that greeted the foul-mouthed Omar in Minnesota, a state which I will win in 2020 because they can't stand her and her hatred of our country. And they appreciate all that I have done for them, opening up mining and much more, which has led to the best employment and economic year in Minnesota's long and beautiful history. And there's the president just tuning up today. He's just getting warm. There you go. Just getting warm on, anyhow. Oh, here's one more. Because of the, it just came in. Yeah, I just the guy gets up, his thumbs go crazy. I just try to keep up. Because of the faulty thought process we have going on for us at the Federal Reserve, we pay much higher interest rates than countries that are no match for us economically. In other words, our interest costs are much higher than other countries. They should be lower. Correct. Face app. People being warned to get Face app off of their phones. Face app, developed by a Russian company, Wireless Lab, launched in 2017. Went viral this past week after it introduced a tool that allowed users to edit photos of their faces and show what they might look like when they are older. The problem is it's facial recognition applications, and it can all be channeled back to Russia. Some say this could pose national security and privacy risks for millions of U.S. citizens. Of course, your government takes pictures of you all the time. All the time. And every time you walk down the street, there are pictures taken, and you walk into an airport or a bank or anywhere else. Plus, there are algorithms that can take pictures anywhere off the internet, from social media sites and elsewhere, probably from your driver's license, and create a facial recognition program for you. I don't think you're anonymous, no matter how hard you try. And by the way, kind of an unusual thing, Ivy and I, when we were in Greenville, North Carolina, went to the Scullery. It was a restaurant, and then online said it was a good breakfast. So we went over to the Scullery between our program Wednesday morning and the special broadcast Wednesday night of the president's rally. And the Scullery was really good. Food was great. But now I learned that apparently I was giving money. I was giving money to immigration nonprofits. Apparently all of the money there was sent to immigration nonprofits. Matt Scully, the restaurant's owner, took all of the day's proceeds and receipts and gave them to charities that I would not normally support. Didn't know that. Saw that online. 100% of today's, apparently there was a sign posted later that read, 100% of today's sales will be donated to the American Immigration Council in order to help with the immigration crisis at our southern border and to celebrate our diverse community. I've got an idea. How about the Democrats just vote for what they should vote for and it will be taken care of? How about that? By the way, if you're looking for a new job, man, you need to get started. Go to MichiganConstruction.com get started. Or you can go to SteveGruber.com where you can find the sexiest job of the week. Click on MichiganConstruction.com and get all of your resources right now. I mean, there are jobs everywhere in Michigan right now. I think you know that. Jobs everywhere. I just talked to a young man, by the way, who got a new job starting at $32 an hour. He's 22 years old in the construction industry. $32 an hour. He called, he got in, $32 an hour to start. Go to SteveGruber.com right now. Do this. There's a big world waiting for you, and it's ready to go. And if you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do that. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, will help you. They helped me. I dumped all that weight. It's been a year and a half. I'm 30 pounds less than I was when it all started. I went down a little bit more than that, but I kind of, you know, settled in at 30 pounds less than where I started, and I feel great. And I said to Ivy here the other day, I said, man, I don't even know what it was like to be 30 pounds heavier. Because now when I gain a pound or two, I'm like, man, I don't like the way I feel. My jeans are a little tighter than they should be, right? And these jeans are, you know, 4 inches smaller than the ones I started with when the whole process started. Anyhow, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's where you want to go. Do it right now. You owe it to yourself. What are you waiting for? I'd only endorse it if I know that it works. Call charity. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Get that done. Take care of yourself, would you please? Some thoughts after this.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Conf-